The City of Speyer and the History Channel welcome you to the Trinity Church. Here, in front of the Trinity Church at No. 4 Große Himmelsgasse, you're seeing the nucleus of Speyer's Protestant community. At the same time, you're just a few metres away from the very place where Protestantism was born. At the Diet of 1529 in Speyer, both emperor and Catholic majority thought they could put a stop to the spread of Luther's teachings. But six princes and 14 imperial cities protested against the majority decision, thereby saving the young Lutheran church, a move that brought about the schism in the Christian church. The name Protestant was first ascribed to evangelical Christians here on the Rhine. The Trinity Church is also a symbol of Reconstruction. In 1689, during the War of the Palatine Succession, the city was methodically destroyed by the French. When residents were allowed to return to their devastated city 10 years later, the city authorities decided to build a Lutheran church on what was known as the Retscher site, named after an old patrician family. Construction began in 1700, and the church was consecrated 17 years later on the anniversary of the start of the Reformation. The fixtures and fittings all date from the time of the church's original construction. If you enter the church through the main portal, you'll immediately notice the richly painted wood-panelled ceiling and the parapets of the galleries. The manifold scenes from the Old and New Testaments, some of which were executed at dizzying heights, were aimed at instructing people in the most important aspects of the faith without requiring them to be able to read. The dais added in the 19th century was also adorned with paintings, among them two which recall key events in the history of the Protestant Church: the Speyerer Protestation of 1529 and the union of the Reformed and Lutheran Church in the year 1818 in the Palatinate. The diverse paintings combine to form a typical Protestant instructional tableau that grants central importance to the sermon. Up until the mid-17th century, evangelical church architecture had not developed a common standard style. Unlike the Reformed Church, the Mass remained at the heart of the Lutheran service. The altar was just as important as the pulpit, and here the front pews have double seats, enabling the worshipper to turn away from the altar during the sermon and face the pulpit. To the northwest, the walls of the Trinity Church are joined to the walls of a ruin. This is what's left of the patrician palace of the Retscher family. After the last members of this influential family died in the 15th century, the palace served a variety of functions, among them as an early prayer room for the Lutherans. Only the outer walls of the building survived the destruction inflicted on Speyer by the French in 1689. They are a memorial to medieval bourgeois grandeur and an enchanted corner in the half-timbered idyll that is Speyer's Old Town.